This is Fan Sided Radio.
June 9th, 2013. This is Fan Sided Tonight. Hello, everyone. My name is John Akron. I'm glad you could be on board for the show tonight. And, you know, tonight's show is basically about greatness. And it's kind of funny how I came to the conclusion of what I was going to talk about tonight. Obviously, you have things like the NBA Finals going on as you're listening to this, if you're listening when it was posted. You also have the College World Series just around the corner. Teams punching their tickets and on their way to my hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. You also have the NHL playoffs. We are now in the finals there. You have the Chicago Blackhawks and you have the Boston Bruins that are going to be doing battle for a championship. Now, this is how my day started off. I work the farmer's market here in town, Omaha, every Sunday at Exarban Village. And for those of you who listen who are in my area, it rained today. Again, I almost feel like I'm living in the city of Seattle, which there's nothing wrong with Seattle. But when you wake up every day and it's cloudy outside and it's been raining pretty much for 2 weeks straight, give or take a day here or a day there, but still cloudy on those days. So I feel like I'm in Seattle. I'm working the farmer's market, which I absolutely love. It's one of my favorite things to do. I like to interact with people. I sell things that are horrible for you, but they're great. I'm talking cinnamon rolls. I'm talking pecan rolls, baklava, some cannolis. I mean, it's good stuff. And people eat it up. Believe me, I sell a whole lot of that stuff every single Sunday. Where we're set up, it's basically everything's on concrete, except we pull the van in from the restaurant to our little spot where we have two stalls, and there's grass, and in this case, mud, that we have to walk through in order to load the van back up. So for the most part, while it's raining and I'm selling goodies to thousands of people in the Omaha area who show up every single Sunday, I'm fine. I'm laughing. I'm talking to regulars, you know, that show up. Some folks just show up to smile because you remember their name. Long story short, still a little lengthy, we're loading the van up. And the guy I work for runs a restaurant out of Lincoln, and he likes to buy produce from the actual farmers to take back to the restaurant to be used for the food that is fantastic. But it adds to our workload when it comes to packing everything up and getting it put back in the van so they can take off back to Lincoln. Well, here's the problem. It was raining, so we didn't sell as much as we normally do of our own product. So we have a lot more we have to put in the van. I know you're all probably thinking, dude, this is a sports show. Give it time. I'm getting there. So it's raining, and at this point, it's pouring. I'm soaked. And here's the kicker. I have this thing about my feet. I don't like anybody to touch my feet. I don't like my feet to be exposed. I own sandals, but they're closed-toed. They're like, they cover your foot, one of the, you know, like old man sandals. I wear those. My socks are wet. I have a big issue with wet socks. It drives me absolutely insane. I can't stand myself or to be in my own skin when my socks are wet, because then my feet are wet and there's no escaping the wet feet, and it just, I feel like I'm in a cocoon. There we go. It creeps me the hell out, basically, and we have all this extra stuff that we're putting in, and I'm mad, and my buddy Sam, who works with me, is mad. We're not happy, basically, at the situation, And then I had to go visit my aunt in another suburb of Omaha. It's about a 20-minute drive from where I'm at. So it's not like it's that god-awful. But again, cocoon feet, they're wet. I'm not happy. I hate wet feet. She just had hip surgery about a month ago. She's rehabbing at a facility, and I took her out some goodies because she requested them. And so I finally get home about, oh, I don't know, 3 hours after my feet have been soaked, and I want to crawl out of my skin, and I get home. First thing I do is basically get all the wet clothes off, starting with the damn socks. The shoes came off right when I got through the door. literally ran to my room like a little girl, took my socks off. I threw them. I should probably take care of that when I'm done recording here, but nonetheless, I throw them, and I'm not happy. I eat some food, and things get a little better. I decide I'm going to go out on the back patio. Just had a bunch of mulch laid down. It's a beautiful backyard, and I look up, and the sun actually peeks out. And then it all clicked for me. And how it ties into sports, how sports and life can parallel one another. You take a look at this NBA Finals that's going on right now. Halftime, as I'm recording, very tight ball game. Miami lost game one at home. Everybody made a big deal of it. We really buy into a lot of hype. As a society, we buy a lot of hype without maybe even examining a situation for what it really is. When I was listening to Fire and Ice Sports last Thursday live before my video show over on fansiderradio.com, Matt Biesing, the host, basically asked the question, is this the greatest NBA Finals we have ever seen? I don't know if I would go that far. I mean, I can't think right off the top of my head what I would consider. I mean, that would take a lot of thought. But what I did realize, and I know it's strange, that the sun peeking out after weeks of rain and wet feet, the sun coming out and shining down kind of made me realize we're witnessing greatness. Something as great as the sun coming out for a few brief minutes, and then it went away, and then it came back for a couple hours. So it was great. What we are witnessing right now is an NBA Finals that is a win-win if you are the basketball viewing public, and here's why. The San Antonio Spurs are going for their fifth NBA title in as many tries. Greg Popovich has never lost in a Finals. This would be Tim Duncan's fifth NBA championship. It would be Tony Parker's fourth. What I'm saying here is that if the San Antonio Spurs win, that would be five. It would be five. Out of five, the closest thing to the Chicago Bulls that we've seen since the Chicago Bulls. Five titles, five trips. Historic. We are witnessing greatness. Now, let's say the Miami Heat win this series. We are in witness or bearing witness of greatness. Why? Because this would be the second in a row for LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, the Miami Heat. Basically, what we might be witnessing if Miami wins this is the true foundation of what I would consider a dynasty. Three is a dynasty. 3 in 4 years. Three-peat, even better. But 3 in 4 years, you got yourself a dynasty. You have yourself something pretty damn big. And that's what we're laying witness to, and not only in the NBA Finals. Take a look at college baseball. You have a team like the Indiana Hoosiers, who had never before made it to a super regional, have punched their ticket to Omaha, along with UCLA, with all of the trophies that are in the trophy case of the UCLA Bruins. You know what is missing from their trophy case? They have never won the College World Series. They don't have a baseball championship. All those basketball titles, all the other sports they have titles in, not baseball. They punched their ticket once again to come to Omaha. LSU, haven't won it since 2009. I was blessed enough to be able to cover that College World Series. I witnessed my favorite college baseball team win the College World Series at Rosenblatt Stadium. I don't know if anything is ever going to top that. Even Husker football, I don't know. If I were to witness live Nebraska win a national championship in football, I don't know if it could top that moment, that feeling I had in 2009. You take a look at the NHL. You have two of the most storied sports cities in this nation's history in Chicago and Boston, who are going to battle it out for the NHL for Lord Stanley's Cup. We are witnessing greatness. Every time we watch a sporting event, especially this time of year, it's just something to keep in perspective. Consider this a perspective show. Yes, the shortest one I've done yet. but I hope I got a point across. And it translates through both sports and life. Sometimes life is going to suck. It's going to drop to one knee, it's going to pop you in the baby maker, and it's going to laugh as you fall down in pain. But the sun comes out. You live to fight another day. So Heat fans, or fans of the San Antonio Spurs, don't read too much into one specific game in a series. History has taught us that one game is just that, one game. I hope everybody enjoyed this very brief rant and rave about wet feet and greatness. I never in my life thought I'd be able to tie those two together for a show. I didn't know what I was going to talk about tonight until the sun popped out on a day where I had to sit around in wet sock feet for several hours. I want to thank everyone for tuning into tonight's show. We'll be back tomorrow night, obviously, recapping Game 2 of the NBA Finals. My name is John Akron. Be good, everybody.